to the Perfect Dose Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kristen Herzog, board-certified nurse practitioner and injection specialist. On today's episode, we are going to talk about the buzz surrounding dissolving your filler. In 2019 and 2020, there was a rise in aesthetic treatments, especially during COVID. Everybody was on Zoom overanalyzing their face, and they really wanted to feel good. As an aesthetic provider at that time, I can tell you guys, everybody was spending their stimulus checks on coming to get Botox and filler because they wanted to feel great. And they were looking at themselves in the mirror and on these Zoom calls, so I guess on the camera, not necessarily the mirror, and they were seeing fine lines, wrinkles, things that they weren't paying attention to before. Now it seems the tides are changing. People are wanting to look more natural. Natural is in, and there's a lot of worry surrounding looking overdone with filler. There also was a trend that started this year in 2024 around dissolving filler. So I get asked this question all the time. If I get filler, will I need to be dissolved? And the answer is no. Not everybody needs to get dissolved if they get filler. The only time we need to dissolve filler is if it's been poorly placed or if the filler has migrated. So what is filler migration? Filler migration is when filler has moved outside of the injection area. This can happen due to a variety of reasons that I'm going to break down for you guys. The number one reason that filler migration occurs is because of injection technique, poor injection technique to be exact. So when filler is placed, the most important thing is that filler is placed in the appropriate depth. What that means is that some filler is meant to be placed superficial, some filler is meant to be placed deep. So when filler is meant to be placed deep underneath the muscle, like in the under eyes, but some injectors will place that filler superficially, then we're going to have a higher chance of filler migration. The under eyes are the most common area that I see this happen. What happens is filler is injected over the muscle superficially where it's not supposed to be. We smile, we laugh, we talk. So that filler is going to move and it ends up looking puffy and unnatural. Some people can even look tired. However, when it is placed properly, it should be undetectable. I myself have under eye filler and I look super natural. I don't have any puffiness around my eyes. The second reason that we get filler migration is due to movement from facial muscles. Now, this is especially common around areas like the mouth and the lips. That's because we smile, we laugh, we talk. So areas of dynamic movement are more common to have filler migration. The next thing is over-injecting. And this happens all of the time, you guys. When filler gets placed in a certain area, like your lips, for example, and we place too much product at once, that leads to overstretching of the tissue, and then we have filler migration. The most common area that this happens is the lips, and this is also the most common area that you see filler migration due to muscle movement because, again, we have that muscle around our mouth. We laugh, we smile, we talk. So when filler is placed above the muscle superficially, it's going to be more likely to move. The next and final reason that we see filler migration is due to individual factors. That means your own individual anatomy. So some people, no matter what, are just more prone to having filler migrate. It's really important to note that it is not common to have to dissolve your filler, you guys. It's really rare, especially when filler is placed appropriately and in the right depths with proper technique, and when we don't over-inject these areas. Now, I personally rarely have to dissolve filler that is placed properly in any areas under the muscle. That means I don't have to dissolve filler that is injected in the cheeks, in the chin, in the temples, and that's because it's placed deep under the muscle. So when we smile, we laugh, we talk, the filler has no chance of moving because it's underneath that muscle. Now, the area that I see most commonly migrated is the lips. And this is because we are injecting in a superficial depth and we have that muscle all over the mouth. So even with proper injection technique, I will sometimes see patients that need to get their filler dissolved. It is not everyone, but it sometimes happens. I have patients that I've been doing their lips for years. We've never had to dissolve. And then I have patients that we sometimes have to dissolve and start fresh. I like to think of lip filler as a boob job. Whenever we get our boobs done every 10 years, we need fresh new implants. And that's okay. We can't have old implants in our boobs for years and years and years. Same thing with lip filler. It is okay sometimes to start over and start fresh. So how do you know if you need to dissolve your filler? The answer is if you see any filler outside of the injected area, you need to dissolve. For example, if you've been getting your lips done for years and years and you're starting to notice a filler mustache or filler around your lips, it is not supposed to be there. You need to dissolve. If you look in the mirror and you have been injected with filler anywhere on your face, and it looks undetectable, you're good. You don't need to dissolve. Filler is meant to enhance, not change your face. So it should be undetectable and very, very natural. So how do we avoid looking overfilled or unnatural? This is a top concern for patients of mine. They come into my chair and they think, will I look natural? Will I look overdone? They're scared that getting multiple syringes of filler will make them look fake and unnatural. And actually, with proper injection technique, you will look super natural with more syringes. It is all about placement. Okay, so let's do a celeb comparison. If you guys follow me on Instagram, you know I love celebrity comparisons. Lisa Rinna, for example, everybody knows who she is. She is a housewife of Beverly Hills. Now, most recently, if you look at her photos, she looks extremely overdone. The filler that she's been injected with is adding width to her face. It's also making her eyes appear smaller. She's looking older. Her lips are overfilled and they are becoming a main feature on her face in an unflattering way. Now, this is just an example of poorly placed filler. A great celebrity example of filler that has been properly placed is Olivia Culpo. Olivia Culpo looks extremely natural. She has come on and talked many times about how she gets Botox, how she gets treated in her masters with Botox. She also has done lip filler and her injections are undetectable. So how do we ensure that we end up looking like Olivia Culpo and not Lisa Rinna? The answer is choose your injector wisely. Anytime you go into a medical office, you guys, and you see an injector that looks overfilled and overdone, you should run. Immediate red flag. The next thing that I have for you are practical suggestions on how to ensure that you won't look overfilled when you choose the right injector. And the answer to that is to make sure that your injector is addressing the four pillars of anti-aging. In my practice, we always talk about skin, muscle, bone, and fat. Filler cannot fix everything. So it's important that we have a healthy combination of not only filler, but skin tightening treatments, of collagen stimulating treatments, of Botox and medical grade skincare. This will ensure that you end up looking like Olivia Culpo, very natural, and not like Lisa Rinna, tired and overdone. I want to take a deeper dive into filler injection technique. The first thing to take into consideration is filler needs to be injected to balance the face. For example, if you go into a medical office and you are wanting to get your lips done, but you really need chin filler first because you have chin recession, you can actually end up looking overdone if you treat your lips. The reason for that is because ideally your chin should project further than your lower lip. So if you get your lips done and you have chin recession, your lips will then be protruding further than your chin and you will look unnatural. So not only will technique affect your outcome, you guys, but you can have some serious complications. I'm sure a lot of you guys on social media have seen the trends in fake Botox, in vampire facials where patients are getting HIV due to seeing unlicensed providers. This is absolutely insane and unsafe. We have to remember that fillers are not only aesthetic treatments to make us look good, but they are aesthetic treatments that need to be done by medical providers. This is serious stuff, you guys. You are getting a gel implant placed in your face, and there's a lot of different anatomical structures that need to be taken into consideration when getting these products. So it's very, very important that you are choosing a qualified provider, not only to look natural and look amazing, but also to make sure that you are safe. Safety is key and so, so, so important. The next thing is finding a qualified provider in order to get proper injection techniques. So this is super important. Like I said before, there's a lot of practices out there that have unlicensed providers that have products that are cheaper from China. They're not FDA approved products. And you guys have the right to know what is being injected in your face. The first thing you should be aware of is that cheap prices often are a red flag to products that are not FDA approved. These products are expensive, so definitely don't go around price shopping for your provider. As a patient, you have the right to know what is being injected in your face. It is okay to ask your provider, what products are you using? Can you show me the box that it comes in? I had a patient come into my office today and she was worried because she's been seeing so many things on social media. So I actually showed her the lot number that I was using. I showed her the actual box of the filler that I was using for her so she could rest assured she was being injected with FDA approved products. This is a right, you guys, and you need to know what is being put in your face. It's also important that we are looking up our medical providers. So what does that mean? We can actually go online and look up a medical license. For example, there's a website called Nurses. If you all wanted to go check to verify that I am a nurse practitioner and also an RN, You can go online, you can type in my name, and you can actually see my state nurse practitioner license. You can see that I am a qualified provider. You can also go on the websites for the companies that make these products like Allergan and Galderma and type in find a provider. And on those websites, you can see what practices are listed as approved sites that are actually delivering these products. Another way to ensure that you are being injected properly is to go on Instagram, go on websites, and check the before and afters. You need to see how these injectors are actually treating patients, that they are seeing a high volume of patients, that they are experienced, and that they are also getting continuing education. That's something I also want to highlight. Experience doesn't mean everything. And what I mean by that is you could be injecting for 10 years, but never get any continuing education. And to me, that doesn't make you a strong provider. What makes you a strong provider is constantly learning the latest techniques, constantly staying up to date on the latest safety indications and the latest product indications. So not only should you ask your provider how much experience do you have, but you need to be asking how often are you seeking out continuing education? Is your provider going to cadaver labs? Are they reading articles? Are they going to the latest aesthetic conferences? These are all things that you can do to ensure that you're being injected by a qualified injector. I hope after tuning in to today's episode, you will not fear filler. Filler is an amazing tool in the toolbox for anti-aging, and when injected properly by a highly trained, qualified medical provider, you can rest assured that you will look natural. Natural is in. I love when my patients come into my office and they're excited to look natural and be treated holistically. That is something that I consult all my patients on, that they can look natural with injectables as long as it is placed properly. The really great thing about fillers is that they're all reversible. So that should also give you some peace of mind, knowing that if for whatever reason you don't like the outcome that you get, you can reverse these fillers with something called Hylenex, which is the reversal. You should also always be asking your provider if they have Hylenex on hand. That's something important. Just in case of an emergency, just in case you do need to be dissolved, it's important that you go to a provider that has these things readily on hand. You can also go check my Instagram for some before and after so you can see that filler can look natural when properly placed. Thanks for tuning in this week. My name is Dr. Kristen Herzog. I will see you guys next week. Head to my Instagram @ThePerfectDose for more information on fillers.